Camp meeting officially begins tonight, but I think we've already started it. You know, let me ask you a question. Are you expecting to receive something at camp meeting? You know, I want to begin. Actually, I'm going to call it this message. I think I'll call it, "It's Your Time to Rise Up." But I'm going to begin with a story. A man was walking along the street, saw a homeless man sitting on the sidewalk. He asked him, "Why are you living this way?" The homeless man replied in despair, "I have nowhere else to go. I have nothing else to do. I have nobody to help me." Walking a little further, he saw another man washing storefront windows. He asked the guy washing the windows, "How did you become a window washer?" The man replied, "I was living homeless on the street with nowhere to go, nothing to do. One day I was sitting in the usual place where I usually sit in front of a small store and noticed the windows were dirty. So I had some old newspapers and a rag and I got some water and I cleaned those windows for the man the best I could. When I finished, the store owner came outside and gave me $10 and said, 'If you'll wash these windows every 2 weeks, I'll give you $10 each time you wash them.' With that $10, I got some window washing equipment so I could do a better job. Today, I have contracts to clean windows in over 200 stores. I now live in my own apartment, drive my own truck, and have several guys working for me." Now, to begin with, both of these men were in the same situation, with no place to live, nothing. One man saw no opportunity and stayed where he was. The other man saw opportunity and rose up to do something about it. Today, many people are sitting in situations where they think there is no opportunity, there's no help. They're in the midst of all kinds of trials and challenges and difficulties and troubles and opposition, and they don't think there's any hope. They're not expecting any victory or anything. And you know, the prophet Micah wrote some interesting words. And he spoke these words when Israel was in captivity. There was no hope in the natural for anything better. And in the midst of this dark, hopeless situation, through the Spirit of God, he uttered these words. Micah 7:7-8. "As for me, I look to the Lord for help. I wait confidently for God to save me, and my God will certainly hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemies, for though I fall, I will rise again. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light." While others in Israel were just resigning themselves, "This is it, this is where we're at, this is our circumstances," but the prophet lifted his eyes and declared he would once again rise again from the despair and destruction. We must, like Micah, say to ourselves, "Hey, God is there. I'm going to rise up and enjoy all the provision that God has for me." You know, we need to look into the Word of God and realize that our situations, our circumstances, everything that we're facing, there is an answer for it in the Word of God, and we don't have to stay there. It's up to us to rise up and take a hold of the Word and do something about our situation. God's already done everything He's going to do about it. When He sent Jesus Christ to the cross and He died, He rose again. That when that happened, every promise that God had made became a reality for everyone that would rise up and take advantage of it. You know, we don't have to stay in our current situations. Let me read a funny story to you here from Exodus chapter number 8. starting with the eighth verse. Then Pharaoh summons Moses and Aaron and begged, "Plead with the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my people. I will let your people go so they can offer sacrifice to the Lord." Moses said, "You set the time. Tell me when you want me to pray for you, your officials, and the people. And then your houses will be rid of frogs. They will remain only in the Nile River." "Do it tomorrow," Pharaoh said. "All right," Moses replied. "It'll be as you've said. Then you will know there is no one like the Lord our God." Now, I want you to notice that Pharaoh had the opportunity to set the time to get rid of the frogs, and he could have said, "Do it right now." But he said, "Do it tomorrow." Unnecessarily, he spent one more night with frogs. Unnecessarily, many people spend one more night in a situation or circumstance that they don't have to if they'll get a hold of what God said. Too often people listen to Satan's lies and they say, "Well, this is my lot in life. I've just got to learn to live with it." They allow discouragement to keep them down. They allow what others say to affect what they do. My dad used to tell me, he said, "Son, it don't matter what anybody else said. If the Word of God says it, forget what they say because they're dumb." And what he meant by that is, anybody that's speaking contrary to what the Word of God says is they're ignorant of what God has for us, or else they don't want to admit it. One of the two. Sometimes people begin to talk to you, even your friends, and you begin to listen to them and get more discouraged and go further down in the dumps when you don't have to spend one more night with your situation. We need to listen to the right thing. Too many people listen to too many different voices. Hello now. We need to listen to the right voices. Some voices are speaking things that sound good, but when you try them, they don't work. But the voice that's speaking God's word, when you try it, it works. I don't know about you, but I've been there and done that. You come too late to tell me it don't work. You can holler, jump, scream, do everything you want to do, telling me why it won't work and how come it won't work. And I look you in the eye and say, "That's your problem, not mine. I'm enjoying the benefits of God's word while you're spending one more night with those frogs." Hello, come on now. Well, it's either that way or the other way. You can't have it both ways. In 2 Kings 7 is a story. Now, there were four men with leprosy sitting at the entrance of a city gate. "Why should we sit here waiting to die?" they ask each other. "We'll starve if we stay here." Remember, the enemy had surrounded the city. The people inside the city were without food. These leprous men, they had been cast out because they're not supposed to be in with the general population, and they didn't have any food either. So if we stay here, we're going to die. "We'll starve if we stay here, but the famine in the city. We'll starve if we go back there. So we might as well go out and surrender to the Arminian army. If they let us live, so much the better. But if they kill us, we would have died anyway. So at twilight, they set out for the camp of the Armenians. But when they came to the edge of the camp, no one was there, for the Lord had caused the Armenian army to hear the clatter of speeding chariots and galloping horses and sounds of a great army approaching. "The king of Israel has hired the Hittites and the Egyptians to attack us," they cried to one another. So they panicked and ran into the night, abandoning their tents, horses, donkeys, and everything else as they fled for their lives. When the men with leprosy arrived at the edge of the camp, they went into one tent and another, eating and drinking wine, and they carried off silver and gold and clothing and hid it. Now, I want to tell you what. These guys were in a difficult situation. They were outcasts. They were surrounded by the enemy, and there was nothing left. There was no hope. There was no way of getting any better. But they began to look at one another and say, "Hey, we're going to die anyway if we stay here. And all the enemy can do, they can either give us food or they can kill us. We're going to die anyway." So they made a decision to get up and to do something about their situation. And when they did, it freed the whole city. Now, get this picture. Here's four sick men, leprosy men. And that's a horrible condition, if you've studied about it, seen pictures of people with it. And they are stumbling down the road, going toward the enemy's camp. And the enemy hears horses and chariots. Come on now. It's what the Bible said, isn't that what it said? But it was just four sick men walking down a road. But you see, when you rise up and begin to move out, God can take over. And it becomes something different. Instead of four men going down the road, it sounded like a whole army coming after them. And they panicked and ran off. Let me ask you a question. Why are you going to sit there in your situation until you die? Refuse any longer to live with sickness and disease. Refuse any longer to be in bondage to the enemy and the devil. Refuse any longer to be in poverty and lack. Refuse any longer to be in your current situation, your current trouble, your current circumstances. Say, some people say, "Well, I'm just going to sit here and wait on the Lord." Well, you're going to die sitting there too. Because God's already done something. Some people say, "Well, you know, God is sovereign and in his own time, he'll take care of me." No, he's waiting for you to rise up, grab a hold of the word of God, like a bulldog grabbing a hold of a bone and saying, "Listen, Mr. Devil, you can't keep me down. I'm going to rise above all of this." Let me tell you what, God is not, he's waiting on you. You're not waiting on him. Long as the devil has you in that trap and has you there, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. But if you'll rise up and begin to grab a hold of the promises of God, you'll begin to see that things will begin to change. You see, it's your move. God has already moved. It's your move. You know, you're playing checkers and you say, or chess, okay, it's your move. You move and then it's his move. Let me tell you what, when you move, God moves. 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 Come on. I don't know how many times in the Word of God it says, if you do this, then this will happen. It says, if you say with your mouth and believe with your heart, you'll have what you say. Hello? That's you doing something. If you're going to rise up out of your situation, You're going to have to do something about it yourself, because God's already done everything he's going to do about it. Now it's up to you whether you get out of your situation or not. It's up to you whether you sit there until you die. It's not up to God. It's up to you. He's already given you everything you need to rise up and take a hold of what God said belongs to you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited. Why am I getting excited? Because this is what is holding so many people back, is that they're sitting there waiting instead of doing something about their situation. Your situation is not terminal. Your situation is not lifetime. Your situation is temporary. The Apostle Paul said, these things are temporary, but the things of God are forever and ever and ever. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. God said, I don't have to be sick. God said, I don't have to be poor. God said, I don't have to be unhappy. God said that I can live and have a good life. He said, I want you to have life and have it more abundantly. An abundant life is not living on barely get along street down by Grumble Alley at 33rd and Gongon Street. But God's abundance is living on Glory Avenue, enjoying everything that God said belongs to us. But it's not up to God whether you get it or not. It's up to you. Hallelujah. Take after another guy that I know that's named Kenneth. He used to do that, preaching. Anybody ever seen him do that? Well, I can do it because my name's Kenneth Hagin too. You know, it's time for people to understand that it's up to them to receive. It's up to them to rise up. Now, I know most of you know everything I'm talking about, but I just want to charge you up, you know. We need to get recharged sometimes. You know, God has already made provision for you. God has already given you the time to receive. What is the time right now? The time to receive is right now, every time, right now. Right now. Not tomorrow. Pharaoh said, okay, I want to receive tomorrow. But he could have said, right now. Everybody say it, right now. Right now is the time to receive. Not tomorrow. Right now. Hallelujah. You know, we read this scripture sometimes, but 2 Corinthians 6:2, for God says, at just the right time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. The right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. The last part of that verse in the Voice Bible says, look now, the time is right. See, the day of deliverance is here. Now, in the New English Bible, it says, God's own words are, in the hour of my favor, I gave heed to you. On the day of deliverance, I came to your aid. The hour of favor has now come. Now I say, has the day of deliverance has dawned. Hey, you don't have to wait. You know, have you ever not been able to sleep or something, and you keep waiting for daylight to dawn? Anybody ever been there? Oh, I got 4 or 5 people that have been there. I'm sure there are more than that in this crowd. You just don't want to raise your hand. Well, let me tell you what. The day of deliverance has dawned. It is here now. You know, the time frame when this scripture was written here in Corinthians was the time frame that the church was living in, the early church, the Acts of the Apostles. Well, that same time frame is still in existence, because that time frame does not stop until Jesus comes and takes us out of here and the church age is over. We got 28 chapters, but we are still writing, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the ecclesia, is still writing the book of Acts. We are still writing the book of Acts, if you didn't know it. So these verses apply to us today. The word applies to us today. So many people look at it, oh yeah, that was great back in that time. And then many people, they look at the times that there have been times of refreshing and revival here, and they talk about that, those times. Well, if those times happen one time, they can happen again. Hello. You know, some people come around and say to me, oh, I'm sure it was so great to grow up in the house of Kenneth Hagin. I said, yeah, I enjoyed it. What are you talking about? Oh, he was such a man of faith. I said, that don't make no difference. You can be a man of faith or a person of faith yourself. You see, sometimes we tend to put things in a perspective that we don't think we can attain. Everything in this Bible right here, we can attain. Everything, and most of us here are all students of my father, Kenneth Hagin, and we can attain what he got. We just have to do it the way he did. Get in the Word and stay in the Word and quote the Word and believe the Word and live the Word and enjoy the Word. Hallelujah. It can't be that simple. Yes, it is. To get received from God is simple. Too many people try to make it hard. Well, now you know, you got to live this way. We got to live right, but you don't have to do anything to receive the promises of God except get born again and then believe what the Word says and act like the Word is so and live like the Word is so and enjoy the benefits of being in Christ. You know, Jesus hung on the cross. Think about it. What a sad day. It looked like it was all over. He looked to heaven and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? His head slumped to his chest as his last breath escaped his lungs. They put him in a grave. And the devil and his bunch were cheering. It's all over. We've won. But God saw it differently. When God saw him die, when God saw him put in the grave, he saw victory for the man that he had created. It may look bad today, but he knew 3 days from now that when he arose from that grave with that resurrection power, that then gave every human being on earth the possibility to rise up out of their grave of despair and sin to a life of joy and happiness and reality in God. God said, Mr. Devil, you thought you stole what I had created, but now let me show you what I'm going to do. And when he rose out of that grave, let me tell you what, man was once again reunited with the Heavenly Father, and we can rise above any and every situation that comes our way, sickness, disease, or whatever it is. Let me tell you, you can break free from being in poverty. You don't have to stay in poverty no more. You don't have to have sickness and disease unless you want it. You don't have to have habits and addictions You can break those by the power of the Almighty God. And there are many sitting in this congregation right now that they have broken that addiction power by the power of the Holy Spirit. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that will come in and quicken your body. It's the same power that will heal you. It's the same power that will set you free. It's time for you to rise up and grab a hold of it. Now is the right time. The day of deliverance has dawned. It's time to get up and walk in the promises of God. It's time to rise up and enjoy your inheritance from the Word of God. It's time for you to walk in your new identity of the right being, the righteousness of God in Christ. It's time to rise from the bed of affliction and sickness. It's time to rise from the bed of despair and depression and oppression. Quit waiting on for the power of God to come. The power of God is here right now. The power of God is wherever you're at any time, any place. Realize the power of God is there. Let me tell you something. You have to decide for yourself to rise up. When I was 15 years old, I had an ear disease, and my dad prayed for me. My pastor prayed for me, and nothing happened. I got worse. It wasn't until my father looked at me and said, "Son, it's time that you rise up and do it for yourself. You've heard me preach. You know what it's all about. It's time for you to grow up and begin to take a hold of the things of God for yourself." I've been doing that ever since I was 15. I knelt and I prayed. They told me not to get my head in water again, not to get water in my ear. I'm going to tell you what, I couldn't wait to get to the PE class because we were using the swimming pool that 6 weeks. It was our turn. I come flying through those gym doors, almost knocked the coach down. I couldn't wait. Now my ear was there. I went under that water and I swam to the other end of the pool, and I bumped my head on the pool at the other end because I was down on the bottom, you know, on that black line. And my head was saying, "Your boy is going to hurt now." You know what happened? You know what they told you? My heart was saying, "I'm healed by the power of God. I'm healed by the power of God." I hit my head, I backed off, and I went to the top. And when my head broke the surface of the water, I heard a pop just like that in my head. And I've been healed ever since. But you see, I told you that story because I want to tell you why. I had Dad pray for me. I had my pastor pray for me. I had different people pray for me. Nothing happened until I rose up myself and took a hold of it my own self. That's what God wants you to do. Rise up in faith and take a hold of it yourself right now. Now is the time. Now is the time for you to rise up and say, "God, I take it. I take whatever I need. I don't have to pray for you. Nobody has to pray for you. You can do it right now where you're at. You can do it right there in your house, wherever you're at. Say, I take it. I rise up. It's mine. Devil, you can't hold me down any longer. You can't keep me under any longer. I'm free in Jesus' name." Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll rise up. Woo. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't just sit there till you die, letting life just pass you by. Don't you be afraid. Don't you deal with those frogs another day. No matter what comes your way, you just lift your head up high and said, "I'm coming out on top. Yes, I'm gonna praise the Lord and shout." Don't just sit there till you die, letting life just pass you by. Don't you be afraid. Don't you deal with frogs another day. Trials come your way. Lift your head up high and say, "I'm coming out on top. Devil, you just watch me. I'm gonna shout. I'm coming out on top." Oh, I forgot the words. Don't you be afraid. Go
like it when Anthony, I get to preaching and he gets a song about the message. I like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, don't forget, you got to rise up and do it yourself. Thank God you can get prayer and people can pray for you. But I tell you what my dad told me when I was growing up. He said, son, after that, when I was 15 there, he said, son, you learn how to pray for yourself. Hello. Thank God for other people praying for you. But I'll tell you what, learn how to take it your own self. Hallelujah.